So I'm kind of in the mood to rant, but like not sure if I can make it stretch for that long. Maybe I can, let's see. Many of you know Neil, Northern Irish fuck, no, I'm kidding. Who goes by NeilMCC78 on Twitter. Almost anywhere, really. He posted something earlier that just got me kind of seething just a little bit. So he was taking a train from one station to the next, but before he got on the train, the person assisting him had to check with the other station, his destination station, to see if there was anybody there who would be able to assist him when he got off the train. Well, I mean, from the sounds of it, there have been times in the past when he's been refused the train because there was nobody to help him on the other end, which is kind of ridiculous because he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Not go home? Go somewhere else? What do I do? Because it's not really an option for a lot of people. You take the train to get to where you need to go, so if someone's refusing to let you get on it, then what? Oh, I don't know. It's just complete and utter rubbish. That's all. Just rubbish. Crap. Piece of shit. No. I just don't understand. Like, oh, and this guy was like, I'm not really obliged to help you. Like, obliged to help? Like, hell. If someone sighted, asked for directions, or needed to know what trains to take, etc., it would be his job to tell them. Essentially, that's the kind of help Neil's getting, or any visually impaired person is getting. So, what's the problem? What kind of things does he do as part of his job at a frickin' train station? Seriously. That just kind of, irritated me. So, anyways, tomorrow I'm braving the train on my own for the first time. I mean, I've done things like this before in California, but the system's kind of different here. And yeah, so I'm taking the train to meet Danielle and Ines tomorrow, and hopefully it goes well. It'll be in the daytime, so there will be people to assist, for sure. And not sure what I'm doing for the evening, because this thing's supposed to take 4 to 6 hours, what we're doing tomorrow. And I'm not sure if there will be people to assist that late, so I probably won't take the train home. I'm not quite that brave yet. Anyway, so yeah, what do you guys think about that ridiculousness? I mean, what should Neil do, or people in that situation do? I know if it was Neil and they tried to hold him back, he'd cause a scene and get on the train anyway, and I probably would too if it came to that, but I mean, there are people who are not confrontational like that, so what would they do, or what should they do? That is it for now. I'm done. I have yet to figure out where the stop button is. It says pause. I guess that'll have to do. Bye bye.